This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch with Tomorrow's News Tonight. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean. We'll have some special news for those people there tonight, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite, streaming live online. Now, a special shout goes out to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, along with all those helping in the coronavirus effort all across the country. Thank you for keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thank you very much. And the roughnecks all out there pumping the oil. You had a good day yesterday. Stock market went up. Futures on oil went up, too. Tell you about that later on. Thank you for all you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And you can like the page and jump into the chat room and start conversing with a whole bunch of us that are talking right now. Speaking of which, here he is, the man, the myth, the legend, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Now, let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, there's a lot of things going on tonight. I mean, we got to talk about the tropical storm system that probably will become a tropical storm in a little while. We've got to talk about that tonight. We've also got to get into new polling in the battleground states, which is got the Democrats all upset, and I'm talking about all the battleground states. And we've got to talk about the jobless numbers. But right off the bat, the president took a trip yesterday. He went to Allentown, Pennsylvania, and what was significant about this was he went to a plant that was making masks and PPEs and that sort of thing. And he said, we are rebuilding our stockpile. But he also took another shot at Barack Obama.
Well, that's right, Captain, because obviously there wasn't enough stockpiled to begin with. And the president also pointed out the idea of having supply chains that are literally all over the world, in his words. And he wants to consolidate and be able to produce things in the United States, including much-needed medicines here.
Yeah, and that was important because, again, folks, what you need to understand, and I told you this with my experience in as a retired fire rescue captain as well as in emergency management, both as a planner and as a trainer, we train on this sort of stuff, pandemics and bioterrorism and all the different things that you could possibly think of known to man and even a few more, including nuclear attacks, for 40 years that I was doing this. 40 years. And it stopped when, Kyle?
When was that?
When did it stop?
Sorry, just repeat that last part.
When did all of the training stop?
Under the Obama administration, I
think. Thank you. Thank you. So, folks, Barack Obama left the cupboard empty for all of us. Now, let's talk about something else here, because the FISA bill was okayed by the Senate with some modest changes to it. And apparently the FISA bill may, in fact, be vetoed by the president. What's that all about?
Well, as we understand, of course, there's concerns about ongoing surveillance that can be used, I believe, as we saw it misused from what we can tell in the past. That's what I understand.
Right, and that's absolutely true. Now, the other thing is we had some other news yesterday, which really upsets the apple cart. I'm not surprised to hear it. We knew there were going to be more people going on unemployment because of the PPP money running out, right?
Right. So
and a lot of businesses that said, that's it, we can't afford to be in business and pay our people for not working. We can't open our doors, so we're shutting down, we're getting out of business, whatever. So another 3 million people applied for unemployment. That brings the total now up to 36.5 million over the last 8 weeks.
Well, that's right, Captain. And what we hear, of course, you know, we're hearing the terminology is global depression. You know, people want to talk about a recession, but that the rate that things are going, it really is a lot worse, unfortunately, in the short term here. And that's because, of course, we're seeing so many companies that were able to sort of get by, quote unquote, with some of the initial stimulus. Individuals getting by, paying their rent, maybe paying their mortgage, but those things are all going to start coming due again. And if we don't have a functioning economy, if we don't have the hope of that, then we're going to unfortunately be dug in. And so the jobless rate is going to be, well, just very, very bad until such time as we can find a way to get people back to work and live with the virus until we ever get a vaccine, perhaps.
Right. Now, I want to give some special mention and a special shout-out tonight to some friends of mine that listen to us every night up there north of Valdosta, Georgia. And it's the police department in Hahira, Georgia. And I want to make sure that I say hello and thank you to those officers for listening. I got a call from one of their patrol sergeants tonight, and we appreciate you guys. And one of these times, I'm going to come sliding in up there. You're not going to know what it's going to be, but I'm trying to get Scott James to put something together, and if he does, you'll see me up there. So I'm looking forward to that, and great people. And also, as we go to break, I want to say hello and thank you, a special thank you to America's farmers. You don't get enough credit for what you're doing, and we understand a whole bunch of you are growing broke, too, because of the circumstances that have been going on. Well, we'll try to do the best we can to help you out, and all we can do is call our congressman, 202-224-3121. Give them your zip code, and you'll get your congressional representative or their voicemail. Anyway, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And I saw Mr. Mike Gallagher a little bit earlier yesterday, and he's doing just fine. Said to say hello to the audience, and that's what I'm doing. Hello from Mike Gallagher. Now, in the meantime, this part of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor, and as most of you know, I've been taking that product for 4 years, and I've been taking it because I suffer with arthritis. I've had back pain for a number of years. My spine's been fused, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain. Well, I've got an ankle replacement, and I've had major surgery in my left foot and ankle, and that's another reason why. Plus, just general muscle aches and pain. This stuff works. It's all natural. There's no narcotics in it. It helps you in every way I can possibly tell you to think about, because everybody that tells me they're taking it for a different reason, but it works. So, go to the website that they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and look at the Relief Factor 3-week quick start plan that costs $19.95. It'll give you 3 weeks of the product, and I'm telling you, you'll be thanking me later, because I get emails or calls or text messages every day from people that are telling me thank you. And to that I say you're welcome. I wouldn't be telling you about this if it didn't work for me. Relieffactor.com/captain. You'll be glad you did. All right, Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Kyle, we've got some serious weather going on tonight, and we got to talk about it. Now, I'm going to start with what's going on from the northeastern corner of Oklahoma up I-44 into Joplin towards Springfield, Missouri, and then it angles up to the western two-thirds of Missouri and the southeastern corner of Kansas. Kansas City's getting the results of this, but we've got some really big time thunderstorms, severe thunderstorms with damaging winds, large hail, and possibly some tornadoes in this. I'm seeing some tornado warnings, including one right now south of Kansas City, Missouri. You see it?
Absolutely, yes.
Yep, so there may be something going on there. I'm not sure. But anybody that's traveling along I-40 tonight and getting going up I-44 from Tulsa towards St. Louis. Now, until about Fort Leonard Wood, you'll be in and out of it by the looks of it. But if you're up in the central part of Missouri and you're coming across I-70, you'll pick it up around Kansas City. You'll be in it all the way across I-70 towards St. Louis, and then it goes up in Illinois on an angle right straight to Chicago. And it's also in the southeastern corner of Iowa, and there's some heavy rain now starting in the southern part of Wisconsin, and heavy rain in the southern and northern southern part of Michigan and northern part of Indiana. But the severe weather is right from the Chicago area, right down through northwestern Illinois, and through the northern part of Missouri and the central part of Missouri, and then down into the southwestern corner of Missouri, the southeastern part and the eastern part of Kansas, and the northeastern part of Oklahoma. So that's the bad weather there. Please be careful. And then, Kyle, we've got this system, which is actually going to be, by the looks of it, they're talking about tropical force winds coming in over the weekend to the Bahamas, and I'm looking at where this storm is right now, this tropical low, which is developing into a subtropical system, could become subtropical storm Arthur, but it is directly below Key West, Florida, Marathon, Florida, and starting to slowly move towards the Bahamas right now.
That's right, Captain. It started to form in the Straits of Florida. It's north of west of the Bahamas right now. We've seen estimates of 70% chance. Now it looks like 80% chance.
That's right.
That will develop into a tropical storm. Basically, it looks like there's going to be a lot of, as you said, tropical force storm winds coming to South Florida, Florida Keys, also the Bahamas, and heavy rainfall as well. And so, again, as you said, it would be called Storm Arthur, but also Bermuda. One of the reports I've seen says Bermuda has to also be very careful and watch this. As
now, there has not been a hurricane hunter that's gone out into this yet, but an Air Force Reserve hurricane hunter will be flying into the storm sometime today, this morning, early, and they're going to get the stats on it, and it may at that time become a tropical storm, certainly a tropical depression, and then start moving its way up the ladder. So two areas of the country right now, folks, that you need to be aware of. And to my listeners that are listening to me on Radio 1, that's AM 1000 down there in the Bahamas and Puerto Rico and the American Virgin Islands, please be careful and heed all the warnings down there, because we've got a bunch of people listening to us.
That's right, and this, of course, is forming just before the official kickoff to the 2020 Atlantic
Cruise. June 1st.
June 1st, exactly.
Now, I'm going to have some fun here, because I'm going to go after a clown that was on television yesterday that was billed as the next big whistleblower, telling the news about the HHS and telling all about the stuff that's going on in the United States, how terrible things were, and this, that, and the other. His name was Dr. Bright, correct?
That's right.
He's an anti-Trump whistleblower, correct?
That's right.
He testified before Jerry Nadler's congressional committee. But does anybody other than me and you know that he testified not under oath? So whatever he said, he could have lied through his teeth, and it doesn't matter.
Well, right, and again, this is one of those things, Captain, where these kinds of hearings are called in order to gin up some kind of a explosive, provocative news story that has everything to do with the coronavirus response, and here you go again, hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah. Now, are you ready? Are you ready for the bomb to drop now and the whole deal?
What's that?
His attorney that represented him was the same attorney that represented Christine Blasey Ford during her nominal appearance.
Oh, that's true. And you know, Representative Greg Walden, he's from Oregon, a Republican, pointed out that the attorney being there was extraordinarily unusual for a government witness to be testifying and having a private attorney present.
But I want everybody to know, when the mainstream media starts talking about, well, this Dr. Bright, and he knew everything. Oh, by the way, He's getting $285,000 a year from the National Institute of Health as a researcher. He's supposed to be on this coronavirus committee, and he's yet to show up for a meeting.
Well, that's a good gig if you can get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, something else, Captain. Evidently, of course, he's talking against, you know, he was supposedly let go because he was not supporting the hydroxychloroquine idea.
Well, no, wait. Hold it. He did support it to begin with.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Exactly. He had already written a report before that supported the use of hydroxychloroquine. So, I mean, this is very, very interesting. And once again, it's almost kind of like the other whistleblower who blew whistles about things that didn't happen or a phone call that wasn't a bad phone call, and so on. Well, here we go again. This is because it's Jerry Nadler, it's the same old playbook.
Well, Jerry Nadler gave him the permission. I guess it was the attorney said, hey, he'll testify, but he's not going to testify under oath. Because again, anything that he said, could have been a lie, and probably a lot of it was, and he didn't want to be held on the record for what he was saying.
Well, right, and that's sort of...
So you know what that tells me?
What's that?
He's a liar.
Well, yeah, very much so, very possible. Well, again, this is the idea. You try to get a story out there, and you're kind of first out with the story about Trump, there's a whistleblower because of this. And that's hard to refute later on because that story, you know, tends to take hold. But this is, again, as I said, the same old kind of playbook, but we're really wise to this now, I believe. The American people are.
Now, we have Obamagate going on right now, right?
That's right.
And the more we find out about it, the deeper the swamp gets. And never mind the deep state. Forget that crap. It's no longer the deep state. It's the swamp. Okay, and the swamp creatures that are in Washington, D.C., and we are starting to find out things, and we're finding out almost every day, that Russiagate to Obamagate, the tables have now turned on the Obama administration. Question is, who's going down first?
Well,
and it's not going to, and let me just tell everybody, it is not going to be Barack Obama. Dream on, ain't going to happen.
Yeah, that would be rather extraordinary. But again, just as with any investigation, I mean, this is what we're knowing from the public sphere right now, because of the release of these certain documents and these kinds of things. But it is going to be a long slog to try to get cases put together, all the I's dotted and the T's crossed. It could take literally years. But the explosive thing about this, though, is what has been going on would be an impeachable offense if it happened under the actual Obama administration when they were in power.
All right, hold on. And folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, of the professor of politics. And to my brothers and sisters in the New York PD, the NYPD up there in New York City, and the firefighters up there, and my brothers and sisters in the EMS service, I'm about to talk about your famous Dr. Barbeau up there when we come back. And I got some words for that individual, too. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the plan.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump announced a restructuring of the national strategic stockpile, which lacked sufficient critical supplies to combat the coronavirus pandemic. President Trump blames the Obama administration for the shortfall. The Trump administration's goal was to expand the stockpile so it has enough supplies for more than 90 days rather than just a few weeks.
He said, under the previous administration, the stockpile was depleted and never refilled. My administration is taking action to modernize the stockpile during this crisis. The president took the time to thank the frontline workers.
In the days ahead, America will endure the peak of this terrible pandemic. Our warriors in this life and death battle are the incredible doctors and nurses and healthcare workers on the front line of the fight. We pledge to them our eternal gratitude and everlasting support. They make all of us very proud.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Root.
And that's my buddy Wayne Allyn Root, who's really in it up to his eyeballs in Las Vegas, trying to get Las Vegas open again. Hundreds of thousands of people in Las Vegas that all count on the gambling business to make their money doing whatever it is they do, working in casinos and the restaurants and the hotels and all that, are not working right now because of that. And as a result, Las Vegas is almost a ghost town. And even the mayor in Las Vegas is going up against the governor, who seems to know better. But we're going to get into that right now with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled GEICO.com. Geico, GEICO.com. Go over there, put in your zip code, get a rate comparison on your car, the truck you're driving, motorcycle, RV, whatever it is you got. Check on your homeowner's or your renter's policy while you're there too, and save yourself a bunch of money just like I do. Geico, GEICO.com. All right, back to Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I've really got to get up on my soapbox right now for my brothers in the NYPD and my brothers and sisters in the EMS and the firefighter service, because who is this Dr. Barbeau that sounded off yesterday in New York?
She's the health officer, I believe, in New York, right? Yeah.
And the police officers were complaining about not having enough masks, and they needed to have more, and this, that, and the other. And they were trying to go through the mayor's office and the health department to get it, which is where you normally would go. And Dr. Barbeau told the police department, the NYPD, and this is a quote, and folks, it's a little rough, so here it comes. She didn't give a rat's ass about the NYPD.
I know. I was floored when I saw that.
Oh, I'm more than floored. And my union brothers and sisters up there have been letting me know all night long that they're with me on this one, because they know what I'm about to do. Listen, Dr. Barbeau, if you ever need to call the EMS or the FDNY or the NYPD, there might be a little delay in getting there because of your ridiculous, stupid, ignorant comment that you made about people that put their life on the line every day while you collect your $185,000 a year salary doing what?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, well, she's as I said, the health officer there, but this was completely out of line. Yeah.
And the police union is furious over this.
Yeah.
Furious over this. And by the way, Mayor de Blasio goes, well, we're going to check into it, and if something needs to be done, then we're going to take care of it. But again, he's the one that created a problem. He appointed her, number one, and he's got this attitude amongst his people up there that they're the kings of the kingdom.
Right. Well, you know, de Blasio, though, too, as we know, doesn't have a good relationship with the police officers there in New York City.
I wonder why.
Exactly. So unfortunately, this whole attitude and the tone just seems to be permeating there. And even though, he said, we're going to check into it, and you got to say the right things and these kinds of stuff. But, again, this has been a systemic problem, in my opinion, for the city of New York vis-a-vis the city government and the police officers. And it's just not getting any better, unfortunately.
Now, just for the heck of it, I'm going to throw this out there to my friends in New York. We love to have people move into Florida from around the country, but if you're coming from a blue state, you need to leave your voting habits behind, because one of the reasons you're leaving that state is because of what your vote got you when you voted for someone that was a Democrat, progressive, left, liberal, socialist, and look what it did for you. Down here in Florida, we've got a governor by the name of Ron DeSantis who's doing an excellent job. Now, we have more people in this state than they do in New York. We have 22 million people. New York, via the last census, was at 19.5 million. They've got a Democratic governor. We have zero state income tax. Their state income tax up there is 8%. Their property taxes are out of sight. Our property taxes down here are very reasonable. We might have some association fees for some of the places you live into, but it's nothing like what you're going to pay property taxes in New York. Now, we have a balanced state budget down here, Kyle. They are so far in debt right now, they're cutting, which, by the way, California is too. But when it comes to the COVID-19 cases, we've had 42,402. We've had 1,827 COVID-19 deaths here in Florida. New York State, with their COVID-19 cases, 338,617 as of yesterday, COVID-19 deaths, 27,448. And oh, by the way, the majority of those deaths, the largest group, came from the nursing homes because the governor sent a bunch of people that had COVID-19 to the nursing homes, which created even more deaths.
That is true. And unfortunately, Captain, I can't for the life of me understand why you don't have some of these intrepid reporters from some of these cable news channels that really want an actual story of real stupidity whatever else, but with the nursing home story. This is incredibly bad, and unfortunately, we're just not seeing it hit critical mass the way that it should.
And for some reason, as you said, the media thinks the guy, Governor Andrew Cuomo, is doing the good job and doesn't even mention people like Governor Ron DeSantis, who's doing a super good job.
Well, exactly. But again, it's all part of the storyline. It's part of the narrative.
Okay, well, let's go to more of the storyline, and let's throw George into the mix. Who said that there would be an experiment in human sacrifice going on when Georgia said they were opening up the state?
Oh, none other than Stacey Abrams, if I
remember. Yeah, the candidate in waiting to be the vice president, because she's doing everything but hold up a flag and say, here I am. Oh, by the way, she's the actual governor of Georgia because she won the race, remember?
Well, sure, that's right. Yeah, how can I forget?
Yeah, and Steve, you're right. She should lose her job talking about Dr. Barbeau. But the Dems' experiment in human sacrifice never failed to materialize, and in Georgia, the governor there, the Republican governor, is reopening more of Georgia, just like here in Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis is going to be announcing today that we're moving from Phase 1 to Phase 2.
That's right. And phase two in Florida is going to include a lot of other new relaxations and so forth. But
restaurants will have more people in them. The gyms will be open. There'll be no question about the beaches and what you can do. They'll be able to have up to 50 people at various events instead of, you know, where they're at now. You can't have more than 10. Now it goes up to 50. And then the next time around, it doubles or triples, you know, in the phase three. But, you know, I see what they're doing. And again, we'll be doing what we're doing as we move along. Now, hang on a second, because we got the Professor Emeritus on the line. Okay, you're calling us with about 90 seconds left here, but go ahead, Dan.
Well, I'm telling you right now, the market is marching with its feet now that some of these bars and restaurants are open. They're full. They're packed. That's exactly what you want. As far as Stacey Abrams goes, you see what happens when a lot of Northerners that are Democrats move to the South. They have it good, but they don't leave. That's just it. They don't leave their voting habits and their beliefs back where they came from.
Yep.
They drag it down into the South, and there'll be sewer holes just what they left, but by the time it's done. That's the scary part.
I know.
You look at Georgia, and you think, what happened there? And you're starting to see it in Alabama around Birmingham, too.
I know.
There's a lot of Northerners moving down there. And as far as the mask and the PPE, as I heard yesterday, all that stuff, the social distancing, that's like trying to put up a chain link fence around your yard to keep the mosquitoes out.
Did you hear the suggestion about the mask and when you were drinking, you know, how are you going to drink something with a mask on? Did you hear the suggestion from the health people in New York?
I haven't heard this one.
Poke a hole in your mask and put the straw through it.
Oh, that just makes you even more intoxicated because you're going to be drinking it without air. Heck, we did that when I was in high school.
Think about this. What's the purpose of having a mask if you're going to poke a hole in it so you can drink your drink?
Exactly, but we used to do that out in cornfields in Indiana.
Listen, I got to let you go because I'm coming up on the break, but thanks for calling.
Okay, you two have a good evening.
Yeah, okay. Van the Man, Lafayette, Indiana. And Kyle, you know, it's unbelievable, but, I mean, that's what the health person in New York said yesterday.
Well, do masks, are they effective or not effective? And if we can poke holes in them, what's the difference?
Well, again, 70% of the air comes through these masks. The only thing that helps you is if you've got a filter in them.
Right. Well, exactly. And that is really, that's what's so confusing to the American public. And unfortunately, if we really needed to wear them, and I understand that something's better than nothing, but it seems to me, Captain, that they would have tried to provide the actual masks to the American people.
All right. And we're going to get ready to be taking the trucker's break here in just a second. Here's Highway and Bible Report coming up. By the way, the word cannabis was mentioned 68 times in the Democrats' Heroes Act, more than the word jobs. So I guess we know what they're going to do there, don't we?
Well, that's right. And now they want to allow cannabis to go in and use the banks, too.
Yeah, good luck. Okay, hold that number there, Kyle. And folks will be right back with more on a Captain's America Third Watch as we come back with one whale of a bumper song coming up here for the Truckers and Highway segment. I'll tell you that one. And we've got a lot of weather news to talk about tonight. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
All righty, you know, it's that time of the morning where we get into the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, the first one for the morning, and it's going to have a lot of information in it because there's some bad weather out there in the central part of the United States from the Southern Plains up into the Great Lakes. And take it away!
Can't even walk the street.
a group called the Bullet Boys for the Love of Money, and I want to thank my business manager, Kimo, for sending me that one. He says, man, you got to play this, you'll rock the house. And boy, he wasn't kidding. And let's bring Kyle Warren back into this one. Are you still sitting down?
No. I am now. I had to.
Holy smokes. I'm telling you, that'll get you going. All right. Well, here we go, folks. Slow moving cold front will continue to trigger severe thunderstorms with damaging winds, large hail, and possibly a few tornadoes through Friday night. Now, these storms are expected from the northeast into the Ohio Valley and across portions into the Midwest and the Southern Plains. Meanwhile, there's a subtropical storm expected to develop today and tomorrow over the northwestern Bahamas. Now, it's currently sitting down there in the Straits of Florida, moving very slowly across through there. We'll get to that in a minute, but first I got to take a look. Kyle, what's going on in California?
Well, Captain, looks like we have something coming in off the coast of California.
I see it.
Yeah, that's right. And it's probably going to continue to have a little bit of rain as we come into the next couple of days here in Northern California. But Southern California looks like should stay to be pretty clear, but mild temperatures at the very least.
And our friends in Arizona, Debbie and Tom, might be sitting in a little fog tonight because over there in the Phoenix area, they got some pretty heavy fog by the looks of it here. We do have some winds up in Reno tonight. Hello to our friends up there on 1180 KCKQ and Reno on down to California, down to about, almost to Bakersfield. Looks like you got some windy conditions. And then Lake Tahoe, too, down along inside the Sacramento area and south down 99 a little ways. But here we go with the big stuff, folks. Okay, if you are in or traveling along I-40 in Oklahoma, east of Oklahoma City, and you're going over into Arkansas, you are going to have some rain, heavy rain. There's some flooding going on in there, too, so you might want to be careful. But above that, if you're jumping up on I-44, and if you're going up into Kansas on I-35, and in particular, it looks like Emporia, Kansas right now, there is a tornado watch, a tornado warning still in that part of Kansas right now, and it angles its way all the way through the central part of Missouri, all the way into northwestern Illinois, right into Chicago. Tornado watches, tornado warnings, severe thunderstorm watches and warnings, flood watches and warnings all the way through there. Now, Kyle, I'm seeing some heavy rain also in the southern part of Wisconsin and the southern part of Michigan, and it looks like the northwestern corner of Indiana right now.
That's right, Captain. Looks like the flood watches, especially in southern Michigan, they seem to be below Grand Rapids, but they go up even right around Lansing, over to Flint, down through Ann Arbor, and so forth. So you have to be careful tonight in southern Michigan.
Yeah. Now, let's get down into the Straits of Florida and whatnot. We do have, folks, a developing disturbance. It is a subtropical disturbance. They're going to fly a hurricane hunter into it this morning to check and see what's going on exactly. But there are some heavy and rough seas already, heavy and torrential rains across southern Florida and going into the Bahamas, and it looks like as if this has the makings of the first subtropical storm of the year. Certainly will be a tropical depression by today, noontime, and I would say by tonight, the way it's going, with all that warm weather and water down there, it'll probably be the first tropical storm, subtropical, because it's not officially tropical until June the 1st.
Well, right, and also there's the absence of the El Nino this year, which evidently is going to have an impact, and perhaps we'll see a more active season, unfortunately. But you're right, Captain, going through the Straits of Florida. Looks like we'll get heavy rainfall into South Florida, Florida Keys, and Bahamas, perhaps through Saturday. the models, some of the models, as far as I understand, are keeping this offshore, generally speaking, but especially also Bermuda has to watch this very carefully as well.
Yeah, and our listeners listening to us on Radio 1, that's AM 1000 there in the Caribbean and in the Bahamas and whatnot, pay attention to your weather forecast, because I'm sure they're going to be keeping you abreast as to what's going on there. This is nothing to monkey around with, again, because you're going to have some high waves, high surf, rough surf, and there'll be some flooding in this, lots of flooding, because it's going to dump a bunch of rain. And being as how it's out there in the open waters right now, just churning away, it's, of course, just loading up with water right now.
Well, exactly right. And you mentioned the warm water, and that also has a major major component of what we may see.
Yeah, we've been through that so much down here, it's not funny. Now, let's cut back over to finishing off some things here. By the way, can you stick around a little bit later?
Oh, my pleasure, yeah.
All right, good, because we got so much to talk about tonight, and we never even got through half of it in the first hour. Now, Nancy Pelosi is trying to offer some sort of a deal on the $3 trillion spending bill. And I'm not really sure what it is she's trying to wheel or deal on, but basically she's thrown everything into that except the kitchen sink.
Well, that's very true. And, you know, you mentioned cannabis earlier, Captain, and just briefly, I think one of the components of that bill as well is to begin to allow marijuana distributors, or these the places you go to buy the marijuana now, that they would have access to banking, which I think up to this point has not been allowed. And so it's interesting that, you know, all this stuff, you know, I thought this was supposed to help the American people get through the next, you know, phase of the outbreak and this kind of stuff. But again, it's just going to be a laundry list of stuff that they want.
Did you hear about allowing them to move closer to schools, i.e. colleges?
I did not hear that part. That is
that so far has not been part of the deal, but now she wants them to be able to move closer to the source where the people are actually buying it, i.e. the colleges. Now, that's wonderful.
Well, the good news is, at the very least, that the $3 trillion package they're proposing would be DOA in the Senate, at least as of right now.
Yeah.
And so hopefully there could be some saving grace there.
Yeah. And one other little thing, folks, the Reopen America rallies, Reopen Your State rallies, the Freedom Now rallies are popping up all over the place. Now, somebody's made some comments that they don't know what the hell they're talking about. Well, you know, a revolt, well, we're going to be out of the street. Yeah, sure you are. But all you're going to do it peacefully with signs and flags and that sort of stuff, because if you get to doing anything else, and oh, by the way, wait till I tell you about the story about the Michigan State Police and Governor Whitmer when we come back after the top of the hour, because, folks, you better be careful what you say and what you do, because you might be getting listened to and you might be being watched as you don't even know it, right?
That's right. Yeah, this is a big story.
Yeah, and we're going to get to that when we come back. And that's Michigan. But if they're doing it in Michigan, you can't tell me they're not doing it in some other blue states, too. Like, gosh, New York, California, Massachusetts, yep, Illinois, I'll bet you. All right, we'll be right back after the news.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.